Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big B. Fines. I got my homie and my co-host.
It's your boy Lazy.
Amen. And we got a special guest, the most accomplished guest, if you look in the stats that we ever had.
Yeah.
I'm going to read some of his stats off. We got Central High School. He finished with 213 yards, racking up 114 touchdowns, back-to-back 3A state titles, 2011-2010. He rushed for 2,784 yards in senior season, earned all first state and district player of the year. That's just his high school records. Then we got, then we go to the, he led the nation in touchdowns, college, 2016-27 mm-hmm. touchdowns, MVP honors after leading WKU to conference titles in 2015 and 2016. We got none other than Ace Anthony Wells, man.
Yes,
welcome
sir,
to the
man.
Set, man.
Yes, sir. What's up, man? Mm-hmm. Thank y'all for having me, man. This is good what y'all got going, too, for real.
Man, we appreciate it, bro.
I appreciate that, man.
Taking time out and coming, you know what I'm saying, and to kick it with us for a second.
Yes, sir, most definitely.
Man, so how's life been for you, man, after, you know, college and, you know, accomplishing what you've accomplished and now coaching? You know, how's life going for you?
Man, bro, I ain't gonna stunt, bro. It's definitely been a blessing in disguise, for real, man, because... You know, I a lot of people don't know, bro, but, you know, after I got done playing, bro, like, I kind of was in, like, a little dark hole, bro, where I was just felt like, you know, I failed in life, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I always been, you know, the Ace Wells, you know, on the football field or, what you know, whatever the case may be. So when I wasn't able to really showcase that no more, like, it was tearing me up, bro. Like, I used to tell my homies all the time, bro, I wouldn't even watch football no more, bro. Because I'm just like, you know I'm supposed to be out there. Right. You know, everywhere I go at, people like, man, bro, supposed to be in the league, bro. You feel me? Like, you know, I would laugh it off, but, like, bro, it would, you know, touch me sometimes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, bro? So, like, bro, just I was trying to just stay with God, bro. Just keep praying, bro. Just trying to figure out, you know, what's next? What am I going to do? You know, I tried to teach. I was a substitute. Teachers working at Myers, like, just a whole bunch of little, you know, gigs. I'm just like, man, this ain't me, bro. Like, so really, man, I started wanting to get into coaching, but I really didn't know if I wanted to do that. And, you know, I tried it out in high school. I went over at Central. Like, man, it's all right, man. And after that, shoot, I just, you know, put a whole lot of grind and work in just to try to get to the college level. And, you know, I'm here today, you know, coaching at Missouri State, running back coach.
That's
dope.
That's up. Not stopping and not giving up.
No, for real.
Is the key, because I mean it's the easiest thing to do.
Easiest.
And that's what a lot of people don't see after you. You know what I'm saying? Because you actually become a star.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially in your state, and then you go and do bigger things, and then you get national attention. But they don't see after that.
Right.
The I don't know well, what's next if I ain't playing football. Yep. You know what I mean? I feel like you really, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You found I feel like coaching is it gives you everything you was looking for.
Yeah,
you
know what
I'm saying? I didn't play for the longest, and then I coached 4 years straight. I ain't coaching no more because I don't think it's for me. But I did it for 4 years. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I got everything that I had. That feeling that waking up in the morning on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
And that grass, it all came back. You feel me? So I applaud you for that.
No
bro.
Cap, that smell on that Saturday morning. No, yes, man. Different. And wet grass, and it's just something in the earth.
Yeah,
but let me ask you this. Like, did you see like certain people, I ain't gonna say turn their back on you, like once you didn't make it to the NFL, your situation changed. Like, did you see people change?
Definitely.
Like,
definitely, yeah, bruh. And it's so crazy, bro, because, like I have this little saying that I always say, you know, you always get the, hey, bro, don't forget about me when you make it. Right. You know what I'm saying? But usually those people forget about you when you don't make it.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. You feel me? So, I always, like, just, at first, I ain't going to stunt. It didn't really hit me. You know, I didn't really notice it. You know, everybody loves me. Everybody want to be my friend, you know, mm-hmm. even from... You know, guys want to be cool with me. Girls want to hook up with me. Like, it was always, you know what I'm saying? But I was glad to go through that time when I was just, a regular person. Yeah. And, you know, I really got to see, like, oh, okay, man, this is my dog. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Yeah. Who was who?
Yeah, even family member, bro. Right. So, like, it's how they say all the time, blood thicker than water, bro. But, like, it was so many people, bro, that, like, you know, was big cheerleaders, bro, when I was playing, bro. But when I was, you know, stressing and, you know, trying to figure out what was going to do, you know, struggling sometimes as an adult. Like,
for sure.
You know, them same people was like, damn, where they go at? You know what I'm saying? And now that I done got, you know, this, now I'm a D1 college football coach, it's funny because, like, They starting to come back around. You know, they starting to reach out again and hit me up. How you doing? This and that. And it's just Friends. Like, it baffles me sometimes. Yeah. But, but now I know what it is. So, I love you. You feel me? I still love it, but it'll probably be from a distance. But now I know, how to, do it and, go through life and stuff now.
Yeah. Okay.
It's crazy for how sure. God can sit you in that dark place and you trying to be wondering what's going on, but he's really like working everything out for you. Like, all right, let me weed these people out your life so you can see. But I mean, I think the main thing about it is people bank on instead of like really loving you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a lot of stuff, you feel me? They banking on you doing the best you can. As soon as you ain't, it's like, shit, I can't get nothing from him.
Right. You know, let me kick back.
Grass.
And I said, because I tell my guys now, man, like, just bro, watch who, you know, you got in your corner. Watch who, you know, who you think has your back. Because I always look at it like everybody, you know, outside your family members, everybody's going to have a purpose or a reason why they want to talk to you. Even if it's, you know, being cool, you know, in a relationship, like, there's going to be something that they see that they want. So if that reason that they want you don't have anymore, they're not gonna want you.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I was glad that, I ain't gonna say I'm glad I ain't make it to the league, because definitely would love been playing. But I'm glad, it happened how it happened, because, ain't no telling how I would have been in the league with that money, giving it to people who, probably didn't have my best interest. I doing something stupid. Now I learned from that. I tell myself now, like, God, I honestly thank God setting me up in that way, because he knew I ain't need that at that time. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I ain't need that type of money at no 19, 20 years old.
Right.
Whatever the case may be. So, I try to look at the good out of every, situation, bro, because it's always
something good. And you can give the blessing, too. You can, tell them kids that that you out there, them young men that you out there coaching. Like, man, you need a plan on top of this plan. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And watch your back, watch yourself, you know what I mean?
You can get back in lessons and game
to
the youth.
Yeah, facts.
But I'm going to ask you this. You're a coach now. Like, what were some of your favorite coaches playing for growing up? And, like, do you use some of their tactics or some of their skills they
input? Man, yeah, that's interesting, man, because actually, man, like, I kind of, piggy off a little bit of all my childhood. I mean, Coach Wayne, man, my little league coach, is probably my best favorite coaches. A lot of people don't even know, like, so he's the one who gave me Ace.
Okay.
So, it's a name that.
That was nasty when you was with Frank, though.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely was. But Wayne was the first one that, like, really, like, he's that guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
put it
this
in
is my ace in the hole right here.
Okay.
You feel me? Yeah. So
okay, that's exclusive right
there. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't even really know nothing about the whole ace thing. I wasn't even trying to play football. I was a basketball player.
Okay. Yeah.
But he, seen me, and he's like, bro, you can be nice out here.
Yeah. And sometimes that's all it takes. for a kid to hear.
You know what I'm saying?
No cap.
Just especially when, you know, all I've heard, like, especially at that age, like, I was soft, I was a crybaby. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So to hear a football coach say, like, dude, you a dude, you know what I'm saying? Right, like, right, I kind of like, yeah, you're right, I can do it.
So he gave you the name Mace. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'll never forget that night, man. Like, he was like, man, you gonna call you? Because he was talking about my name, Anthony. Yeah. And he was like, man, nah, man, we gotta give you something better than that, man. Man, how about Ace? And I'm like, okay, yeah, I like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, it stuck with me. And you know, from forever, you know, till now, shoot, everybody like call me Ace now, whatever. So, you know, I definitely appreciate him for that, bro. Like you said, Frank, good coach, bro. Mm-hmm. RP Coach Bird, man. Like, my Little League coaches, man, you know what I'm saying, was very good. Even my Coach Kwan, who actually got me to go to the Yellow Jackets. Good dude, man. But, like, my high school coach, Scroggins, man, like, love him to death. Just passed recently.
RP, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he really is probably, you know, when that happened, that probably what really inspired me to want to get into coaching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like,
he came up on a great man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he's a good dude, bro. Like, he meant well. Kids, he always tried to set us up for success. Mm-hmm. And I always just wanted to, you know, be like, man, I want to give back, bro, and help out kids who mm-hmm. you know, went through what I went through and, you know, try and get to work. Because I did, you know, get to training camp with the Washington Redskins. Yeah. So, I mean, I do know what it takes to get there. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
that's the key to life right there.
And that's what I loved, bro, that I wanted to get into coaching, bro, because, like, I feel like I didn't really have nobody to really try to tell me the stuff I didn't want to hear to get to the league. Because that's why I tell these kids now, bro, it's easy to say, oh, yeah, I want to go to the league. Yeah. We can sit here right now and say that,
right,
each and every one of us. But are you really willing to take and do what it, you know what I'm saying, take to get to the league? You know what I'm saying? Because it's more than just scoring touchdowns or making tackles to get to the league.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reward part.
So what made you, like, you know, stay on a positive path? You know what I mean? We all do things to survive. Yeah. I'm mm-hmm. not saying like that. But it's like so many people, it is – because I always say the best ones don't make it.
Yeah,
you
right.
You know what I mean? Like you, Flea, you know, Cortez, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Tide, Nim, Shiz, you know, all the mm-hmm. the greats.
West End had a lot of
they
talent.
They did, man. That was the best talent, in the city.
I tell people all the time, bro. I was like, bro, it was so many people, bro, I thought was way better than me, bro.
Uh-huh.
But, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just went and picked another path and just, like, basically answer your question, bro. Like, to me, it was easy to be a hood street dude where we came from, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It was easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's easy, bro. So I wanted to do the hard thing, bro. Yeah. I wanted to do something like, dang, like, he, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you didn't pat nobody on the back because, you know, they was able to get off, you know, some weed. Like, everybody in the hood was doing that. Yeah. You know, you robbing, or you kill. Everybody's doing that, bro.
You ain't interest in those stats.
Come on, bro. You ain't special, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I looked at it like, man, like, that's easy, bro. Like, I want to do something hard. Ain't nobody in my friend that graduated college. Like, mm-hmm. let me graduate college. And, you know,
you take it a step further.
You know what I'm saying?
State titles. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
real talk, I'm like, shoot, they paying for... Because, honestly, when I went to high school, I never even thought about, like, getting a scholarship nowhere, bro.
Yeah.
None of that. And I got it central. You know, we had the Ridge Wilsons, Tim Patterson. Mm-hmm. You know, guys
you played
like
Ridge,
that.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
1 year, okay.
My freshman year. So... I'm a baby seeing you know, coaches man. Coming in here talking. Man. I'm like, dang, like, they just be coming in like that. Like,
yeah.
You know, Scott, oh, okay, this is all right.
Yeah, you know, let me hit this gym.
Like, let me
this,
really, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't know. Like, I went to Central to hoop, bro. Like, I was really, you know, on some hoop and stuff, but.
Right.
Realize, all right, I ain't finna be 6'7".
Right.
Let me be fine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
You find something else, you know, so. You know, the football I was ended up playing, I had did, bro. But I tell people all the time, bro, I did not go in there thinking I was going to get no scholarship. Because honestly, I really didn't. As crazy as my shit, I didn't think I was good enough.
Yeah.
You feel me? For college. Because, like, I would see dude. You know, when I was in college, I ain't talking about the K-States and all that. Yeah, I probably mm-hmm. thought I could play there. But honestly, if it was what I had, I probably wouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like did that, bro. But, you know, I just try to tell people, bro, like, it just kind of happened, bro. It was a blessing, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? In the disguise. But I had to use what I was good at. That's what I was good at. That's what God gave me. For sure. I'm going to use that to get out of my situation.
And no matter if you was playing or coaching, it still mm-hmm. got you to a point to where, all right, I'm happy. I'm cool with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, right.
I'm
good with nah, this. For sure.
So what you think about the NIL deals and yeah, all crazy. That, man? Like, you think it's, like, hurting the game or positive, you know, because it's not just in football.
Man, yeah. It's crazy, bro, because, honestly, I'm really on both sides.
Yeah.
My thing is, if you get an NIL, you should be a dude. You should be a guy.
The guy.
You should be making plays. No excuses.
For sure.
You feel me? Sure. And just like in the NFL.
Nah, we paying you.
If I'm paying you all this money and you're not providing, you out of here. For you know sure. what I'm saying? Ain't no staying around, ain't no keeping. So that's my thing. Then it's like, because I played the game, bro. I played the sports, bro. And I remember in school writing papers on how athletes should get paid.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely for it, bro, because I honestly think, like, college football, bro, college sports, period, is a job. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not just going. It's not like how in high school you there for a season and, you know, you're going to know. Like, it's every day. Like, we grinding, working right now.
Nah, for
you
sure.
know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Sure. And you got to not get in trouble.
You feel me? And you don't have no time to go get a side job, to go get extra money. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people always say, they, you know, it would always, well, you getting a free education. What about the academic scholarship people who get free education? They can still go get a job at the school.
Sure,
you
sure.
know what I'm saying? Athletes right. can't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, so we spending, and that's the thing. They still, and it's crazy, the amounts that these kids is getting, it sounds crazy to us. But if you really was to see how much these universities making off these guys,
oh, man,
bro,
I already know.
It's not even.
Just think if they did that shit with Lamar. Lamar and Teddy was in the city. Like, come on, Lamar would have been.
Like, come on, bro. People don't understand. Like, people be like, man, what? These kids shouldn't be getting no $150,000. Like, bro. Do you know, trust me, if they're giving them $150,000, do you know that that's not even nowhere near yeah. how much they're making?
They making $10 million off of him. That's a small cut, you know.
I'm going to say this, like, mm-hmm. I was on the fence like that, too, about it, because it's the same thing with the weed for me. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, if you going to legalize it, you need to let everybody up out of jail, since everybody can sell weed and get dispensaries and knock bags now. You need to let everybody up out of jail that was in jail for weed, nonviolent.
Yeah,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Just like with the NIL, I feel like give, you know, I think Bush got his trophy back, but before they was doing that, that's what I was saying. You need to give Marcus Camby his money back. You know,
real,
all these people that done lost
Chris Webber
lost their careers.
And a lot of these people, bro, are going to schools far away from home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they when they was in high school, they probably had to take care of their mom. You know
for
what
sure.
I'm saying? They probably, you know, had to provide or be the man of the household or whatever. So, yeah, I want them to go to school away for 4 years. And then their mom was struggling and think they're going to be able to help with getting $1,500 a month.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? From a little Pell Grant. Like
you said, even if you that guy, even though you that guy, once you get on campus, you got to prove yourself. But still people ain't go, you know, you can't take, can't be taking no money and shit to even eat. So you got to kind of like get it off the... You know, what the school provides, you know what
facts,
I mean? But that's why I always said that the kids should be paid because I couldn't imagine it. You know what I'm saying? 2 a days and you got class and you do
it.
That's when I knew. I'm going to keep it real. That's when I knew I wasn't playing high school.
Too,
and they was like, you got to come right, you know, after school and shit like that. Then when I was at Western, that was right after Corey Goodson left. So then they moved up in the conference or me on the whatever it's called, district or whatever.
Yeah.
So we was playing all county teams and
Corey Goodson was a football player, wasn't he?
Yeah,
that
was the year before. That was the year before I went.
He went to Kentucky, didn't he?
I don't know, but he was a senior my eighth grade year. So when I got there, him and Bubba and them was gone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then when I was there, it was Ronnie Darden, Justin Collins. We went undefeated into the district,
Justin,
but that's when I
Justin
knew.
Was that dude?
Yeah, he was. And he ran track and shit like that. But
I just
knew that.
Yeah.
It get cold, we traveling and shit. I'm like, man, I'm good on this shit for real. I don't even want to do it.
Yeah, it definitely take more. I tell you about time, bro, because, you know, everybody just sees the games and,
I don't know.
You know, football ain't that easy. I'm like, man, look, y'all just don't understand. Cause I just had a guy ask me the other day, he seen me, he's like, bro, you miss playing? I'm like, no, I don't miss it at all, bro. Like, I ain't, my body feel good. You know what I'm saying? I ain't hurting, I ain't banged up. I ain't got to, you know, I work out on my own leisure time, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, because it was a whole lifestyle, bro, even eating, bro. Like, I just now started drinking soda, bro. Like, it's crazy because now I love soda. But like, when I was playing, bro, I wasn't drinking no pop and all that, bro. Like, You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's just like, because you got a different type of, you know, you eating stuff different. You know, your body is, you know, your car, bro. It's just
you,
like.
But I say you're a machine.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, and that's why I be, that's why I tell athletes today, bro, like, don't just say you're going to the league. Like, just working out is not going to get you to the league, bro. Like, you got to worry about everything you put in your body, bro. And that's why I feel like, you know, I did, you know, mess up. And I wish I, if I could change anything, that's what I would, bro, was the smoking, the drinking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cause like, yeah, okay, I might have been cool and chilling laid back, but like, bro, I was damaging my body, bro. Yeah.
You feel me?
And yeah. I'm thinking like, I'm straight, cause I, you know, honestly, bro, I'm cool to, you know, tell people this or whatever, what I went through and all that. But man, bro, like, but before Central Games, bro, I was smoking like a quarter, bro.
Yeah.
Going out there, scoring 5-6 touchdowns. Yeah. You know what I'm like, man, bro, this ain't nothing.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I can do this. You know what I'm saying? Sure. But then I think like, bro, just damn. Just think if I didn't smoke.
You had 10 touchdowns. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, bro. People don't really realize that, bro, because there's so many dudes, bro, that do make it to that league, bro, who don't put that type of stuff in their body, bro. And their bodies is running like, and you know what I'm saying? Real deal machines out here. You know what I'm saying?
But it's also some niggas that make it, you know what I'm saying? But then that's when they hit that wall. Like, hey, I'm here with some niggas that don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't college. You know, college is a bunch of kids, too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Depend on what divisions and, you know, conferences you in. But I feel like...
Let me ask you this, though. I mean, catch y'all.
No, you good.
Like, you back to the scholarship offers. Like, you said you didn't realize you getting yourself a scholarship. Like, what was that first time, like, at first offer, that first letter, or maybe the biggest letter you got? I'm like, damn, I'm really making some noise. I really got a name for myself. Like,
It was honestly... Louisville was the first school to offer me. And it kind of, I can admit to it now, like, kind of fucked my head up, bro.
Uh-huh.
I ain't going to stunt. Because, like, I was, like, out of, like, first one, like, out of my little class to get offered. You know what I'm saying? And because, like, I was playing varsity football as a freshman.
Yeah.
You know, so, bro, you 14-year-old, bro, and you know, starting varsity football, Central, you know, just won state championship the year before. You know what I'm saying? I kind of walking around smelling my own self. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
it definitely, like I said, like, it definitely had made my head a little big. And I can say now, like, I probably was kind of like an asshole. Like,
okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like, but it honestly,
territory, though.
Yeah, and it didn't really hit me to know I wasn't that good. And that's another thing, too. And I try to tell these kids here in Louisville, don't listen to this to the Louisville hype.
Yeah.
The people telling you how cold you are. They ain't never seen nothing like you, bro. They probably ain't really seen nobody seriously. You know what I'm saying? Sure. And sure. I tell people, like, bro, you can always get better, bro. Always be great, bro. And one thing that I can't say that my pops did, bro, like, after every high school game, bro, like, he would, you know, everybody telling me, damn, bro, you ball, you did this, you did that. Talk to him, he's like, well, shit, they had to keep handing you ball because you can't pass block. We can't even throw the ball. You know, you should have did this. And I used to be like, damn, that, like, sound like a hater. You feel me? I just went crazy.
Know that that's really, like...
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and it's the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
It's like really building you.
You feel me? To like, damn, let me impress him. Let me do better. You feel me? And when I got to college, bro, like, honestly, and a lot of people don't know this, bro, like, because I had a lot of big D1 offers, bro. But in my head, I'm thinking, like, am I really going to play if I go to Louisville, Kentucky?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm 165, 5'8". You know what I'm saying? So it was one thing. It was like, dang, bro, like, I ain't trying to just be, I played for Louisville. I'm a baller. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to play ball, bro. And sure. I tell them, like, but so, like, I'm like, Western, okay. Still D1. Sure. Like, they probably ain't really, you know, got no real dudes. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what I was going for. And then I got to college and I'm like, oh shit, like, cause there was some dudes out there.
Yeah, it was some guys.
You know what I'm saying? Like, uh-huh. I'm like, ah, damn, like, yeah, I'm not, bro. I'll never forget the guy that came in with me. We was both freshmen, bro. Played running back for Florida. Well, he was like 6'1". Or like 250, run just as fast as me.
Really?
Man, we had a first workout, bro, when we was doing the bench. You know, you warm up or whatever first. But he put 275 on there for the warm up. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, bro.
Yeah.
It's just the warm up right here.
Uh-huh.
He's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, all right. I said, bro, next day I went to coach. Yeah, coach, I'm going to have the red shirt. Uh-huh. He already doing that. Bro, I couldn't eat a little 225 when I got to college.
Freshman.
You feel me? Yeah. But in Louisville, like, that's what I tell people. Like, I didn't have to work out, bro. I didn't have to lift weights, bro.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because it was football God-given. Was that. Yeah, yeah. But it was that bad, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. I wouldn't have been doing that, bro, living in Florida and Georgia. And that's why I try to tell you, it's better now. The kids in Louisville, you know, is working out and training better now than what we did. Because when we was coming up, bro, we had no trainers, bro.
Hell no.
We was doing the rope drills with tires, bro.
Yeah, the tires, yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, these dudes got ladders and all this type of stuff now, bro.
And they going off.
Cones. And
they going off the grid.
Yeah.
They going off the grid. Fuck practice times,
and
all that.
And these dudes, you know? Bro, in Georgia's fourth set, they been on that, bro.
Yeah.
They been on that time, bro.
Like, cause,
you know what I'm saying? So,
I had a dude in Alabama. He came from Wagner. He said the last period of their high school, they can go lift weights. They let the football players go, during school.
Yeah.
He said, that's their sixth period. We go pump weights. He said, we ain't missing no weightlifting. He said, because, you know, during school, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you go hit practice.
Our weight room at Central is about the size of this room, bro.
Damn, really?
Like, damn, bro.
Remember Booby Miles, Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
He said, you going to lift Booby? This is all natural, man.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But, and I ain't going to stunt, bro. Like, and that's funny you say that, bro, because like, he was another person. Like, I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm Booby Miles. You
know what
I'm saying? Like, but, it, and that's why I was like, dang, I think that kind of did mess me up a little bit, bro, because now I was luckily able to, when I got to college, you know, really start, because I always wanted to work hard and was a hard worker, you know what I'm saying? But I also was content with my success. You know, I didn't.
When it's game time, we're going
to
see.
You know, it's what time it is, bro. Yeah. So when I got to, you know, actually school, and like I said, bro, I won 3 state championships in high school. I'm thinking, you know, doing something. Another dude I met.
Rank
bro, they won 4 years in a row football, 4 years basketball, and 4 years track.
Yeah.
Damn.
And he was Mr. Football in Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? So
yeah.
I'm like, shit, like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's why I'd be like, bro, like, forget. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't fall into that Louisville hype, man. I try to tell these kids now,
don't
bro. Forget that shit, bro. Forget trying to be the best in the city. And I hate that I see on Facebook they be ranking these kids.
That's what I was about to say, like, bro. That is the corniest shit,
bro. I just be shaking my head, bro.
Time,
then the parents get on there. No, my son is the look. All of y'all sons ain't nothing right now.
Right.
Quit telling them that. They got little
league. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know how many dudes I done seen that was cold in little league?
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro.
Sure.
Like, quit.
Yeah, they was cold as like 6 and 7 year olds, but by the time they even got out of little league, they was crying. You know what I mean?
But they, and this was so crazy, bro. Like, I met some little kids at, they didn't even know, you know, who I was or nothing. I didn't even tell them nothing.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, man, who are you? You weak. Dude's like, what? You man, I'm the coldest ever. I'm talking about like talking greasy to me, bro. Like, I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? You just don't need no little bro. You know, I said, all right, bro, but that ain't his fault, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's a kid, bro.
You got your mama and your parents, and like that's what I always tell my son. My son's huge. Like he's humongous. Like I wasn't this big. No, nobody in my family was this big. He 12.
Yeah.
He the same size.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He wore his shoes is bigger than mine. But I had to tell my wife this, like, he'd be like, Daddy, I know you got that on camera today. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I posted it on TikTok, you know.
Yeah.
He'd be like, yeah, man. I was like, man, but these little niggas is little niggas, man.
Nah, for real.
Like, these is little bitty niggas, man. Like, you're going to have to work 10 times harder once you go to middle school. And she's like, you've been doing that since he started. He'll be real happy about something. And you'll be like, yeah, but my nigga.
You just got dominated. And what I try to show a lot of dudes is, too, bro, like, I pull up. It's always fuck them up, bro. I pull up. You know, whatever class they in or however old they are, bro, I pull up the number one player, the number two player, number three player.
Yeah.
Like, this is what they look like.
Yeah.
This is what, same dudes your age.
Yeah.
But they not in Louisville, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
fed different.
And, you know, I always used to hear how people would say, Louisville be getting overlooked. They don't recruit in Louisville and this and that. And I was definitely guilty of that because I used to say the same thing.
Yeah.
But now I didn't, you know, been on this side, bro, like, I see why.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, but I seen what you saying, though, even with, I think it was like last year or the year before, it was a couple teams that was really, like, dominating mm-hmm. in the city. And then, like, all of them went out to Panama, went out to Florida.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
everybody
yeah.
lost.
I've seen that too. Yeah, everybody got busted.
You know what I'm saying?
Busted.
But then it fucks me up because it's to me, it's like it fucks up the kids. You feel me? Because it's like, y'all done did all this just to argue on Facebook, just mm-hmm. to go back and forth. And these young niggas don't, like you said, don't even know the half of the game.
No. Yeah, they don't.
Y'all
they,
just know going to play. And,
it's a pride know. Thing, bro. A lot of these dudes, bro, in the city, bro. And it's good dudes, bro. You know
yeah,
what I'm
it
saying?
Is. It's good
and,
coaches.
You know, like, some of them dudes is, you know, competitive. Some dudes is living through the kids.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's...
You know what I'm saying? But, like...
It's corny now, though. Like, when we was growing up, I felt like it was... I mean,
it
was
just,
we didn't have social media.
It wasn't too much politics into
bro,
it.
And it was fun. My mom was like... Because I'm like, mom was like, was it, like, the Little League? Like yeah. this? Like,
now one thing I can say is different organizations did... have fucked up organizations yeah. with the money and shit like that. But you want to know something? Back when we was kids, we didn't know. You had what? Kids that played for the Trojans from the time they got their ass beat, from the time they started playing football, all the way to senior.
Nah,
but they love their hood, they love their team, and they stay loyal.
Yep.
You feel me? But it's like now, it's like you said, ranking the kids and then yeah, getting on Facebook and going back and forth with niggas. To me, it's watering down the game,
it
too,
is,
because
bro.
It's not.
Yeah.
I mean,
nah, for sure.
You're developing the kids, but you're not developing their
like,
minds.
There wasn't no rankings and no teams, bro. You knew who the best team was, whoever had that championship
on,
at the end
man.
Of the year.
That
we
was
all
the best
gonna
team.
Play each other.
And then, let's keep it real. Football back then wasn't only about your field shit.
Bro,
it was some
real.
Off the field shit
yep.
too. Can you fight?
Yep. Nah,
just keeping it real.
Yeah.
Just keeping it real. Just keeping it real, man. Because you got some young niggas now that'll be running it, and then one of these other young niggas that don't start, whoop them.
Yeah.
That shit, you know, it wasn't mm-hmm. happening.
Let me ask you this. Out of all the rivalries you've been in, would you say the Jets and Yellow Jackets was the most intense? That was some intense shit,
yeah.
boy. I'm
by
telling
far,
you.
Bro.
But I'm going to keep it real, though. You got to throw
the games used to be
Tim Street in there. Tim Street.
Ain't no.
I'm talking about just in the league, period.
Yeah, nah.
You know
but
what
yeah, that's what
I'm
saying. It was definitely some good teams.
But
like, you always
knew
Cardinals was going to be good.
Yep.
Birds,
yep.
you know, Jets,
yeah.
Yellow Jackets, Rams.
Yep.
You know, but I ain't going to stunt, bro. Like, them Jets, like, you always knew, though, the Jets and the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, for sure.
Was probably sure. gonna be the two teams in the
yeah.
championship every year.
Yeah.
One of them, at least,
uh-huh.
is gonna be in the championship every year. You feel
my
me?
My first year at the Jets after I switched from PCC.
Yeah, so yeah. it was just like,
and
it's
they had
crazy.
The Jamboree game.
Yeah.
The motorcycles and shit pulling
mm-hmm.
up. I was like,
that's
nigga,
why, bro.
Crazy.
That Yellow Jacket game, bro, at Cali Park, bro, used to be so fat, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Crazy.
Like, it would be ridiculous, bro. Like,
chicken wings and fries.
I ain't never seen that many niggas up at
all
10 o'clock.
Day. Nah.
It ain't
all
never.
Day,
it's not going
all
down
day,
like that no
bro.
More.
Like,
it's
at
not
all,
going
bro.
Down like
it's
that
just
no
peaceful,
more,
bro. Like, I don't remember no
none of that.
Shootouts, no
nothing. Hell
no,
nah,
like,
man. It was
none
the best
of that type
time
of
for
stuff,
football,
bro.
Because then afterwards, everybody going skating, everybody going to
yep,
party.
We gonna talk
about
stuff. Yeah, we got y'all next week.
You know what I mean?
Know what it is, nigga.
It was great. It was a great time. You know what I'm saying? But now, like I said, you can't do that, bro. Because
mm-hmm.
it's like, it's going to be a real altercation. Like, niggas getting shot in front of the kids and practice shit. That's just some different type of shit. But
let me
go ahead, bro.
Let me ask you this. Out of all the teammates you done played with, who was your favorite teammate to play with? You can name a couple and why. Like, if you just can't get one.
Yeah, that's tough right there. You're going to put me on the spot right there. But, I mean, everybody know, bro, my dog Flea, man. Like,
nah, yeah.
You mm-hmm. know, shit, we fucking peanut butter and jelly, bro. But, man, bro, I ain't going to stump, bro. I had some great teammates, bro. Some dogs. I don't even want to say his name because I know I'm going to forget somebody, bro.
Yeah.
And y'all get views, bro.
Yeah.
That's next day. Cause damn, bro. So you ain't even mention me on the Look, bro, I love all my teammates, but you know, everybody know, bro, Ace and Flea, bro. You feel
nah,
me?
For sure.
You know,
that's more like
that's
family, though. You know,
yeah, that's what it's been. You uh-huh. feel me growing up, bro. But like, shit, I ain't gonna stumble every year, bro. Like, I had a dog with me, bro. Shit,
for sure.
You know, shit, you know, bro, me and, you know, your little brother, shit, your brother,
Joe,
shit,
yeah.
like. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. bro, shit.
That's some
no cap.
That's some.
They
that's
literally
a, that's
got
a
friendships, bro, with every all my dudes, bro. Like every dude I done played with, bro. Yeah. I ain't seen them dudes, bro, since P
Pee Wee. Yeah. And I see him today, but we like, bro, you know what I'm saying? We best of friends, bro. Sure, and that's what I love, bro, about every one of my teammates. For
no
real,
cap,
bro.
Him and my brother, they should have won that championship that year. They won the championship that year running two goddamn plays.
Two plays.
24 trap to my brother and boot fake 24 trap bootleg because Ace was the quarterback. And ran in two plays the whole and they couldn't stop. You're like, you know what I mean? It was because you had Joe's speed on this side. Yeah.
Joe was just too fast,
bro. He's way too fast, bro. That was the first dude. I was like, oh, yeah, it's a little motherfucker. Yeah, he got some juice.
Him and Lil Duty. Like, I wish Lil Duty.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Lil Duty.
Cortez. Lil Duty. Lil Duty's one of them niggas, man.
He was a dog, too.
It don't matter if it was the streets or the field. He a general. He going, you know.
And that last, he got suspended the playoff game. Right before they played the Yellow Jackets. Mm-hmm. We lost it. It was at the old Papa John Stadium.
Yeah.
It was y'all first year junior. It would have been his second year, but he got suspended that game at safety. And like in the last second play, the backup safety got mossed on. That was quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a little funny story there.
Duty,
but
Duty was tough.
Duty
man.
Was a dog, man. Duty
his daddy was cool too, man.
Shout out to Tojo, man. I just seen his people down the dirt bowl. Shoulders.
See, that's what I mean, dog. Like I've been saying this shit for so long that the best niggas don't make it. Like one of the best niggas I ever seen run the ball, Tide. You know what I mean? RP Tide. You know what I'm saying? Shiz, I remember at the Jamboree at the Cali Park. Shiz and Ty smashed Sauce.
Bro, that's what I was just about to say, bro. He was the bro. Sauce was so cold to me, bro.
He was. Sauce
at
was
running
clean.
Back, bro. Like, bro. I was like, dang, what happened with Sauce, bro?
Sauce went over to Indiana for a minute. Yeah. Then, but Bell was one of my best friends.
He said he looked up to him?
He said he, he seen Sauce not too long ago, so he's doing good.
That's what's up.
Bell too. Bell's, man, that's the reason why I came to the Jets. Coach Shep pulled up in front of the crib with Tim, but they was getting Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, where you going? He was like, Coach, you know what I'm saying? He was like, what you going to do, boy? I was like, shit, it's going to come with y'all niggas.
In that pickup truck, man.
Yep.
He used to take me home, man.
Come on, man.
Live it all the way at Valley Station.
So, before we get out of here, man, we're narrowing it down.
Before we get on, subscribe to the YouTube.
Sure.
Subscribe to the TikTok. Subscribe to the Facebook. Subscribe to the Twitter. Big and Lazy everywhere. Apple, Spotify, Google Pod. Anywhere you can find us. Anywhere you can find the podcast, you'll see us.
Sure.
You want to shout out your socials?
Yeah, man. Y'all can follow me, man. So I got Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, A-Swears, man. It's easy, man. But yeah, man, look, and I even also take, bro, and y'all be sending me the kids and stuff, bro, but look, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know right now, if you don't send me nobody, you don't want to hear the truth, bro, because at the end of the day, bro, I'm going to keep it a buck, bro, you know what I'm saying? I understand people because, you know, I get a lot of people be like, hey, bro, look at my nephew, my little cousin, my little, like, look, bro, and this is my first question I always ask people, is he better than me? And people will look like, bro,
ain't
damn.
Too many people better than you, though, man.
But
look,
but man, at the college level, it's a lot of people better than me.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, and that's why I try to make them look at it as, like, bro, this ain't the YMCA. This ain't Intramural League.
For sure.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is D1 football, bro.
Yeah.
So, like, if you can't even have an argument that he is better than me, because even if he, you know, even if he's not, but I'm saying where you can be like, I go and watch his game. And that's another thing. I done went to a couple games, bro, here in Louisville, and I'm like, just boring.
Yeah.
Like, don't nobody score 4 or 5 touchdowns? No?
Right.
And they like, damn, bro, it's not, like, bro, it's just Kentucky football. Like, yes, you can do that.
Yeah,
you're not doing that in Georgia.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you're not. So it's cool. But when I come to a game in Kentucky, I want to see a show. Like, I'm only going to offer somebody who's dominated, not somebody.
It seems like now you get more of a show from the coaches, man.
Bro, that's what it's all about, bro. The fan base, the mamas and the daddies and all that, man.
So let me ask you another question. Like, all the games you had, like, what was your biggest game? Like, you felt not so much as stats wise, but like, damn, I feel good. You know, you just
it's probably, man, I ain't gonna stump. It's kind of a tie. I would say my last college football game, I had like 300 some yards, 4 touchdowns, and then the game before that, the conference championship game, I had 5 touchdowns and like 300 some yards.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
But like them two games was really just like because I was really able to really showcase like everything that I could do, like when I was running the ball, catching the ball, you know what I'm saying, like blocking, like I really feel like I put on a perfect game. Like to this day, I still watch that game, mm-hmm. like just watching it, like man, I was out there, you feel me, really going crazy, you feel me, like every play, like you know what I'm saying. So I would definitely work college. I would say those games, high school. I ain't stuff, man. I feel like one time, man, me and Flea, we put on a show, man, my senior year. And then me and DeMarcus, we went crazy against each other my junior year.
DeMarcus, who did he play for? Seneca.
Yeah, from Seneca.
Yeah,
I've been there. Yeah. So where did Flea go play at?
Flea was at Manual.
Manual, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I ain't gonna stumble about Little League, bro. Like, I feel like every week, bro, like, that shit was fun, bro.
It was.
Like,
it was
even, like we used to play Trojans, bro. Like, we was fucking going crazy. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
sure. Cowboys. Yeah. Don't play up there. Like,
so, what you think could change about Kentucky football from Little League to high school that could really, like, I guess, develop, you know, make, you know, future
stuff?
Well,
honestly,
you know?
Honestly, with the Little League stuff, like I said, like I was telling you earlier, I think we should have two teams max that travels. You know, split it up, have a big mega camp tryout thing, basically.
Yeah.
Where I'm having two teams, and we picking basically the best, you know, 40 kids for these two teams.
Yeah.
We're going to have an A team and a B team, you feel me, to travel. Everybody else be in these little leagues. And never know. You might can work your way up, you know, to get to the travel team. But
it'd
right
make,
now,
but it'll like, make those leagues better, too.
You know what I'm saying? And make dudes really compete mm-hmm. to be like, oh, okay, yeah, let me get to the, just like how, you know, you got FCS, D1, D2, D3. Yeah. You know, you got D3 kids trying to put on so they can go D2. And they trying to go to D1. You know what I'm saying?
Not
so I think you can put, you know, something like that into play. But I think what has stopped it and what's going to hurt these grown men nowadays, everybody's going to want to be the head coach for the A team. You know, everybody's going to want to be the offensive coordinator. Like, it's not – basically what I'm saying is too many Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to really want to be Indians, bro. And it's going to take – the Indians is what's going to make that dream work. No, the Chiefs not going to make it work. You feel me? So, you know, I think – but a lot of these guys, I think it would help if it was somebody – you know, that really has, and not no knocking no Little League coach or nothing, but I think if somebody was to step in, you know, like somebody who has a lot of credentials, them guys will follow and want to be a part of that. But if it's all these guys basically got the same credentials, they like, why you get to be the head coach?
Yeah,
why you
get to be all the these head? Guys can just pay a fee and get in the league.
You feel me? Travel, so and that's what I think. What hurting it, you know, and everybody gonna want the credit for it. Everybody gonna want, it's my plays. That because that's another thing too. Like I be like when I be seeing these dudes arguing, like, oh, I'm the best play caller. I'm like,
Little League?
Like, I was like, bro, we used to run three plays in Little League. Man. Like,
I told you, bro.
I was like, like Little League get that complicated? Where y'all coming up with playbooks?
I mean, that's true. All the divisions that when Coach Barry was beating everybody down, this is up the fucking gut.
Like, you
I got a little story.
Right, left, or up the middle.
I tried to play coach. I ain't going to say the coaching name of the team. I tried to do a little league coaching. And you teaching these kids, these ain't the Oregon Ducks, bro. You know what I mean? You teach them 35. We got to keep the defense on it. You're confusing your own players.
Confusing your own players, bro.
You need about a good solid 10 plays. What you need is the tackling drill. You know what I mean? Tackling. Hit home front.
Tackling. Avoiding tackles. Yeah. Blocking. Like
simple shit.
Like, I went, because I went to somebody's practice, and, you know, I ain't going to say, but they was literally the whole time just scrimmaging, and I'm just
running plays.
Yeah, what is this? What are you doing? Like, why are y'all making football too complicated to them right now? They shouldn't even be having to learn all of that right now. They should just know we knew 2, 4, 6, 8.
Yep.
You know, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9.
Yep. That's it.
You knew. That's all the things we had to learn. And every play was either, you know, 24, meaning the two backs going through the four hole, the three backs going through the five hole. That was the plays. We wasn't running.
But guess what they told me, though? Man, this shit's just too simple, man. I'm like, look, I got 12 kids.
Come on,
most of these niggas don't want to block. Most of them can't block. Yeah. I'm Like, I had to have to talk with in the beginning of the year. I'm like, look, all that first year Pee Wee shit is out of the door. I need everybody that's here to play and start. You feel me?
It's complicated, bro. At the end of the day, bro, Little League, bro, it's about who got the dogs.
That's it.
And my guys is better than your guys.
And who know how to run this field? You can have the fastest player on the team in the city and don't have no blocks, but if he know how to run this field, he gonna score every time he touch the ball.
A lot of these dudes don't even have the education about the game that they think that they do, bro. Because even me, bro, like, before I got into coaching, bro, like, I knew football and all that, bro.
But you had to brush
the
up.
Stuff that I know now, bro. Yeah. Like, bro, it wasn't nowhere near in depth to that, bro. Not you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, y'all trying to teach these kids stuff that y'all really don't even know about. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just play the game or you've been watching your favorite team all your life. So you like, this is how you supposed to do it. You supposed to,
I can only imagine you though. It got so worked up for me that I was actually on YouTube at night.
But that's what I'm saying. And there's nothing wrong with that, bro. I even went through, I was going through that, bro, because I was so embarrassed that I knew defenses and coverages and stuff, bro, it's just then got so complicated now, bro. Like, I ain't trying to be in that room talking about, I don't know what this coverage, I don't know what this pass concept is.
For sure.
I don't know what we supposed to do when they in cover two and, you know, where we supposed to go at. Mm-hmm. Like, people don't be trying to, so I was trying to, you know, I was definitely YouTube and shit trying to learn, feel me? But only on there you can learn so much.
It's always room to learn. Room to grow.
Definitely.
And that's what it'd be though for me with the Little League and football period. It's like y'all don't even see where the game is going. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all want everybody to go to the league and stuff like that, but y'all don't even see how the game has changed. Like, y'all coaching the Blood Alley still and running the kids off.
That's not realistic, bro. Right. Like, come on, bro. You're not. And I don't know, because I've heard coaches say, well, you know, that's what you're trying to build up their, you know, physicality and stuff like that, bro. Football is already physical.
Yeah.
We don't have to practice that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everything we do is physical. We're blocking, we're tackling, you know, we're running people. So any drills that you're doing, you're going to be coming in some type of contact with somebody. Yeah, but like that used to be stupid. Like, I ain't gonna stunt. I used to hate the fucking drill. Okay. Yeah, I'll never forget Coach Lane. Every time we used to get in trouble, he want to call Booby down there and shit.
Because
he know Booby ain't had no goddamn brain and shit. He ain't give a fuck. He gonna just hit you. You know what I'm saying? So. But yeah, bro, that shit was stupid, bro. And that's why, you know, because honestly, bro, I hear a lot of people call football soft now and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, football's a dangerous sport, bro.
It still is.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, to us looking at it, we might think that shit's soft, bro. But, like, bro, a lot of people don't even know this, bro. Do you know on the back of a helmet it says, warning, do not use to strike another opponent?
Damn.
I ain't know.
Like, it says, they look like, how, you know on Black and Miles.
Yeah,
say,
yeah.
Still, like, they putting this shit on there to tell you. You feel me?
I mean, this but is
our
nice.
Dumbasses still won't keep banging it to each other.
Yeah.
But us on TV is like, oh man, that soft ass hit.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, that shit is dangerous.
It is. I just had a
one play, bro. You can your whole body is shut off.
Nah, for sure. That dude for Rutgers. On the special teams, that dude for Rutgers came down, snapped his neck.
Yeah. You know? Bro, so, can't walk again.
But I just had a mom ask me, like, did I have any extra equipment? You know what I'm saying? She had to buy equipment for the kid. And I told her, I'm like, I got some shoulder pads. I got a couple of things. But I was like, you need to go buy him a helmet. Well, I ain't trying to. I'm like, listen, you don't want to keep taking no hand-me-down helmets because what you just said. Some of these ain't even own the back of the helmets no more because the helmets are so old.
They're so old, bro. And that's why. And that's what people don't understand, bro, about these helmets, bro. I keep coming out with new helmets, bro. They keep trying to enhance the, you know what I'm saying? Basically, it's going to happen, bro. It's ever to happen. You know what I'm saying? So they keep trying to build different helmets to, you know, all right, let's take it down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Take the percentage down a little bit for you to get a concussion or a neck injury. Right. But it's going to happen, bro. Sure. Football is physical, bro. It's very violent, bro.
Did you ever deal with concussions?
Hell yeah, bro.
And have you ever seen any people you play with suffer with CTE? Might be CTE symptoms?
I don't think I really have yet. There's like, you know, it's known out there that they got it or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think all day, you know, all the time, like, shit, I hope I don't, you know, come down on nothing, bro. Cause,
right.
Like, it's just, like, because even with us, bro, like,
But I probably didn't really start hearing and knowing about concussions until I got like junior, senior high school. Because like when I was in fucking Little League, bro, like, nigga, everybody your head hurt and ringing. Come on, you all right, nigga. Smack you on the head on the way back. Like, damn, everybody nigga. Because like, yeah, like when you go over the symptoms, I'm like, yeah, I didn't felt that. No, I didn't went through that before. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
didn't even know it.
Didn't even know it, bro.
So let me ask you, I could have one more question. I got a question to ask you. I didn't see you post this on social media a time or two. Mm-hmm. How was it playing against Alabama? You say them boys are different down there. How was it? You actually played against Nick Saban.
Bro, that shit.
Arguably the greatest coach.
And it's funny because my people, man, they always laugh at me because I was like, bro, in town, I'm never not taking Alabama. Like now it's a little different now because it spread it out. So like a lot of, you know, other schools can get them type of kids now because of the NIL and stuff. Mm-hmm. But before that NIL, bro, it's a different breed. And I didn't play LSU. I didn't play Vanderbilt, Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't play SEC schools.
Uh-huh.
But them dudes, bro, they's monsters, bro. Machines, bro.
Damn.
Like, everybody, bro, like, they don't got fat dudes. They got big dudes.
Yeah, big
you feel me?
Big,
that,
fast,
you
know,
the fat dudes that play, you know, like the Lions type. No, they dudes. As big as those, but this is muscle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of mass out here.
Yeah.
Like, bro. I've never really been, like, a motherfucker to be intimidated by motherfuckers, but I definitely was out there, bitch, like, head on the swivel. Where y'all at? I need to make sure I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, dead serious, bro, because it was a different breed. Bro, it was a different breed of athletes, bro. They getting the best people in the world,
Man. Like you said before, the money, it's all rank, nigga. You going
to
go up there.
I know. I'm going to Bama. I'm going to the league.
For sure.
I can be the third string.
Yep.
And I'm getting to the league.
You see that wide receiver room they had? They had Waddle. They had they had your boy Smith in Philadelphia. Bro, they had Strokes.
Like the running back.
Bro,
they had Mark Ingram.
Derrick
Henry was on that team. Mm-hmm. Trent Richardson was on that team. And then after them, they had the one little young dang, man, I can't think of his name.
Josh Jacobs. He was there.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs was
there. I don't think he started, did he?
But, what is his name, man? Dang, I can't think of his name.
Yates.
He's like a tall, he's like a Yeldon. TJ Yeldon. They was all on the same team. Then the guy that's at the Steelers right now.
Najee Harris.
Yeah, he was a young boy. Like, bro, people don't like, but that's what I'm saying. You got 5-6 dudes that first, second rounders, bro, still in the league, bro, same room, bro.
But that's what I be telling my son, too, because I said he's big. Yeah. And like, he always played DN, middle linebacker, because he's a tracker. He's a hawk.
Yeah.
He get to that ball. But he's going to middle school ball this year. He's like, man, I want to run the ball, tight end, running back. So I'm like, man, listen, everywhere you go, it's going to be 6-7 niggas that want to run the ball.
Yeah, fat.
Three of them can actually do it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I said, if you get good on defense, bro, you're going to win all the games, and you're going to be the most respected
and
nigga, man.
And that's the thing in Little League, you know, young dudes, because everybody who get the attention, you know, the quarterbacks, the running backs.
I never want him to do that. Like, even when he did make weight, I was like, bro, listen, just keep hitting them niggas out there. Just keep hitting them, bro.
And that's what people don't understand. Like, bro, for one quarterback, it's just very hard to get to the league. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say that's probably, to me, I think that's the hardest position. On the football field.
You got the biggest bander for all the, you got to know every play.
I was like, honestly, I'd be telling myself all the time, like, if I would have, you know, did it again, like, I wouldn't have played running back. I would have focused on, like, DB or something like that.
Really?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's, you get a better opportunity, it's a whole bunch. Like, they always need corners. You feel me? So,
you're right.
And you ain't got to be the biggest fucking corner.
You feel me? Because at the end of the day, bro, you
Because
that's the second. Mm-hmm. That's the second hardest position because, bro, you got to check motherfuckers running 4.3s back.
Oh, man.
Yeah, backpedaling, stop on a dime. You know what I'm saying?
And you still got to tackle, too.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Motherfucker come right in this motherfucker corner. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, Derrick Henry type niggas.
Yeah, you feel me? But, like, you know, I be just trying to tell people, bro, like, pick whatever. Especially, bro, you and Lil Lee, bro, do it all, bro. If you can, bro, do it all, bro. Like, you don't know, bro. Like, because honestly, and I don't have no son or nothing at the moment, but like I always told myself I do have a son. Like, I don't even want him to play until he gets to middle school.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, when that happens, like, bro, I just want him to just basically play everything. Because I hear a lot of kids, too, I'm just playing football. I'm just playing basketball. I'm just, Like, bro, you don't know what, you know what I'm saying? On something. Yeah,
and like, especially like getting to the next level, getting to college, you might say, shit, I've been a running back, quarterback my whole life. And
you know what I'm saying?
Man, you'd be like, you're a corner.
Nah, for real. Yeah, serious, though. They'll do you just like that. It'd be like, sure. Damn, what? Oh, you feel me? But they know what they're talking about.
Just went on the team.
Your daddy don't know what he's talking about. Like, sure. honestly, even if your daddy, like, played or, you know, had a good career, bro, it's still coming from a place, bro.
Where I want you to be this certain type of
You get player, what I'm saying, you know? Bro? Like, dead serious, bro. And people don't be wanting to hear that all the time, bro.
Yeah,
like,
for sure. I done heard that and ruined a lot of players going to college and be like, yeah, man, you play wide receiver? Yeah, you'll be a wonderful corner.
Yeah, you going to tell this.
I don't play corner.
You going to tell this Hall of Fame coach that, nah, that ain't your position. You play something else.
But I
like those know-it-all guys. I let them know it all. All right, you got it, fam.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I go through it now. So, like, you know, I just try, like I said, bro, I always was told, too, you know, everybody ain't going to listen in the room. You know, as long as you can get one, two people, you win it.
Right.
You feel me? So everybody ain't going to be, you know, be cool with it. So, you know, it's one of them type things.
So before we get out of here, I ask you just three questions.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to see somebody on here, you know, see, you know, that'd make a good guest on the show, yeah. But you got to be able to make that call and, you know, plug us, who would it be?
Yeah. I think, man, I done seen a couple of them. I seen the one with Snotty. I thought that was good. Because I love how y'all, you know, because, oh, man, damn. I'm trying to think. Do-do-do-do. Hey, I ain't gonna start. I just seen what the little stuff with BA was going through, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and I definitely because I haven't reached out to him when I wrote on like his post or whatever, but I haven't talked to him because I really want to know what that was about, man. I thought BA was a good dude, man.
Right, I thought everything was on the up and up
for what Central is. Like, I thought he was the perfect fit for that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
And he's still young too.
Yeah, so I was just confused, like, damn, like, cause he wasn't even there that long. What was this, his first year? Second year?
Yep.
Like, going to the second year. Yeah, and I'm like, so I do know he, you know, he's a good dude, man. Good who cares about the kids and the coach too, man.
Ben Kern.
You feel me? Yeah. So, you know, that's a dude I'll probably say I would love to see on here, man. Just, you know, hear his story. Hear how he attacks the game.
Oh,
B.A.? Yeah, he was already on here.
Yeah, we had B.A.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
We just had him like 2-3 weeks ago. Yeah.
Wow. Him and
I thought you were talking about bringing him back. Yeah, him and his son.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'm going to have to check that one out, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But, dang, let me get out somebody. I mean, the Marcus Smith, you know, he's a coach over there.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Say less. Get him on here.
Valley,
yeah. No lie. I ain't never seen a prettier arm, man. He threw a ball in Central. He, from 60 yards out, hit some, dropped it in a basket in the back of the end zone.
I ain't never seen nobody.
That's the best throw I ever seen in my life. Pro
ball, he got them. Like, hey, yeah. Boy, like, that dude used to throw some pretty balls. Paul.
Yeah.
But he to this day, bro, like, we always play around because, like, he can, like, get on one knee and launch that motherfucker, like, 60, 70 yards, bro.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I believe it.
Like, it's crazy, bro. Yeah.
It is.
You feel me? Like, the dude definitely had an arm talent. And I just love, man, that he got into the high school coaching, bro. Because a lot of people don't know, bro. Like D, that was, like, the first person, like, kind of really introduced me to, like, the college, the big-time college shit, bro. Right, when we was in high school, bro, this man was getting, bro. But this is before NIL shit was popping. Yeah. You feel me? Yeah, like, bro, coaches, bro, he was the first coach. Like, for one, he was Elite 11. I don't know if y'all know what Elite 11, but it's, like, the best quarterbacks in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's still, like, a thing?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They do it every year, but nobody from Louisville really ever goes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he was one of those, like, you know, as a kid from Louisville, and was my homeboy, my big bro. So I'm like, damn, like. Yeah, like, that shit gave me motivation, yeah, you feel me? Yeah, like, fuck some Cumberland and Camelsville. Like, bro was getting fucking Oregon. Like, Oregon was coming out here. Yeah. Like, Michigan's, like, you know what I'm saying? Ohio State. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, and to see where his, you know, career took, because I ain't gonna stumble. Everybody always thought, like, my D was the one. He was gonna be it, bro.
Yeah.
And I just love, you know, because I know his story, so I don't want to, you know, say it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, but, like, I just love the people to hear, because, you know, a lot of, I be feeling like sometimes a lot of people just think, oh, man, and you niggas, y'all got it made, y'all, it was handed to y'all been good, y'all, like, right. Oh, hell no, nah, nigga worked hard for this shit, too, nah, you feel me, like, and I don't like when people
just because I was good all my life, think shit was handed to me, bro. Cause nah, bitch, I wouldn't just.
You got to get tested the most.
You feel me? Like, bro, I grinded for this shit, bro. Like, and I went through a lot of crazy stuff to get to this point, bro. So you ain't going to just belittle my shit saying,
right.
motherfucker, like, I just was born with, hey, you going to be the star running back. Like, nah, motherfucker, I worked to be the star. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I love it, though.
I got another question popped up. In that recruiting process, man, you ain't got to say no names. You ain't got to answer the question. Did anybody ever, you know, drop something, you know, that's 10,000 cash in that mailbox, right? Yeah. You know,
I think that's
it ain't yours, but it ain't mine either, you know what I mean?
You have them type of coaches, bro, that'll look out and, you know, just try to, it's because honestly, I, recruiting, bro, I tell kids, it's like, man, bro, it's just like how we do when we trying to get a shorty, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, some girls, you know, you might take her out to eat the first time. Some girls, shoot, you might take her out of town for the first time. Yeah. You know, you different, you know, whatever type of girl this is, somebody gonna get something different. You feel me? If it's this my number one on the board, like, I'm gonna try to do whatever I can to get her.
Okay.
You feel me? The girl who's the last mama one.
Your mama need a job?
You feel me? Yeah. The one who I ain't really trying to get, I don't really care to get. I'm like, we can go to the park. We can go walk on the bridge. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to go find something free, bro. So, you know, that's how I looked at it, bro. Like, you know, and honestly, that's probably what pulled me to WKU the way I did, bro, because, like, they treated me like I was their number one shorty. You feel me? Like, they wanted me. You know what I'm saying? Like, Louisville, Kentucky. You feel me? Like, it was just with them. They was just like, ah, okay, we have you on the team if you want to come. You feel me? But we got enough shorties right now. But I mean,
like I always say, you got to be gone off me.
Yeah, you feel me? And that's what it was with WKU, bro. Like, I felt that love, bro.
You gave it back, though. You gave
type shit, bro. So that's why I even try to how I do the recruiting shit, bro. And I always told myself I wasn't gonna be like that. Like, you wasn't gonna be able to tell the difference. But you realize, like, It just kind of just happens, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. To where, like, damn, like,
especially if you see somebody that you kind of see yourself in.
Yeah, like, bro, because that's another thing too, bro. Like, a lot of dudes be like, "What you be looking for and shit?" And I'm like, "Look, bro, I don't care if a dude is big, because I wasn't no big back." You know what I'm saying? But I just want a fucking dog, bro. I love big plays, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love playmakers, bro. And another thing I will say is, you know, if it is some young athletes watching this, bro, y'all making these highlight tapes, like, I don't care about a 7-yard game. Like, I need to see 60, 70 yarders. Like, this is a highlight tape. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, I don't care about your 8-yard game. And you talk about it was against St. X. Like, who is St. X? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to play against way better talent than St. X in this conference. So
I'm glad that you went through what you went through, being a star and you know, fighting for your spot to become something. Because it's always, like you said, it's hard work. Because tomorrow be the next nigga to come to the school or come to the team and be 10 times better. But you can give all of that back. Like, look, bro, don't that high school hype, little league hype, throw that shit out the window today.
One last question, man. Mm-hmm. This is official. It's the Big and Lazy Podcast. So give us something big, something good to eat, lazy, something good to watch.
Here in Louisville?
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere.
Dang, because I ain't going to... I've been to some nice little restaurants. I ain't even know what's out here, man. Dang, what can I think? Man, what is that? It's an Italian restaurant. Oh my God, what's it called?
Downtown?
Nah, it's like the Benzino's? Benzino or something like that? Mm-hmm.
Vincino's? Jack Harlow be rapping about it? I know Vincino's over the V.
Where's that at?
Downtown. Down the town off of 3rd.
Like by the Yum Center?
Yep.
Yeah.
Vincino's,
yep.
Okay.
Yep. And it's so crazy. I went there and got a steak. Uh-huh. That's what was even, I was talking about, I was like, well, who goes to an Italian restaurant and get a steak? But they was like on a specialty, it was like a tomahawk or something crazy. I ain't even had a tomahawk.
Something you couldn't turn down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, let me go. And I wasn't, because this is when I was with Louisville and we had a recruit in town. So it was free. They get anything you want. So I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, let me get that let me get that tomahawk. You know what I'm saying? But I think
give me the blue plate special, man.
Some lazy, man, I ain't gonna stunt, bro. Like, I'm probably super late on the show, but I just got hip to it. All American, bro. I've been glued to that, bro.
Really?
Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna check it out. All American.
Bro, I've been glued to it, bro. My son and my wife, we watch All American. We watched All American. My son, he watched it all the way through.
Bro, I started watching it like last week, bro. I'm already
once
like
he went to college,
four,
I ain't really watching no more. I was like, damn, this nigga's really, they ready to show this nigga's
like,
cool.
Bro, I'm on like season four. Man, I'm like, man, this is crazy, bro. Like, this is a lot of like, because honestly, when I clicked on it, I thought it was like some real like football shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm
they
like,
did him like at Spencer when he first went over, and he was like, you know, he played running back, but the dude told him, he was like, yeah, you're going to play some free safety. He was like, oh, what the fuck? I ain't come over for that.
No, for real.
It was a pleasure talking to you, man.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, good friend. I've been seeing, knowing this kid. I ain't going to say kid. Greatest man for, what, 20 years?
Yeah,
probably since the 90s, 25.
Baby,
For sure. My little brother played with
us. We out. Just like that.
We out of here, man.
For sure.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network. Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.